When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to Sheffield Live.
You've done it again.
What?
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, no. Welcome to The Squeak. My name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
And hope you're well out there. Hopefully you can hear us, because we don't know if you can.
Yeah.
If somebody could tweet us telling us if you can hear what we're saying, that would be marvellous.
That would be great, yeah.
Yeah. May as well take the headphones off. Don't even know if we're going out. We can't hear anything. Yeah, a few technical difficulties in the studio, as ever.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Nice fun build up to the show.
Yeah. So yeah, how's your week been, James?
I've been busy as always. Still trying to get people to buy jewellery.
Well, we have had a tweet in. Carl says, yes, we can hear you, unfortunately.
So, why am I still wearing headphones?
Don't just take them off.
Okay. Yeah.
Every week, something else breaks. And
for once, it's not Luke breaking it.
Yeah. No, he's like it when we got here. At least we're going out. That's the main thing. How is the Bailey's bracelet going then, James? Carl Malone has actually bought one.
He has. He's one of a few hundred people that have so far. They've gone through their Kickstarter target now, so they're definitely going to get made, they're definitely going to be produced, and now it's just getting people to actually keep buying it.
Awesome. That's great. That's good. Sheffield produced, and you know, everything's made here, so it's good for business, isn't it?
What have you been up to this week?
Well, I went for a job interview on Thursday.
Yeah,
and got an email back on Friday saying I've been successful. So we went Woo-hoo! Out. We went out and celebrated. I felt awful yesterday, very, very severely hungover. But flip side, I'm not hungover today because I didn't feel like doing anything yesterday.
Yeah,
so it's been remarkable to wake up on a Sunday, and I've even got my contact lenses in.
Every cloud and all that.
Yeah, but no, it was my sister's birthday on Friday, so we went out for something. We went to Cosmos yesterday.
Oh yeah, what do you think of Cosmos?
Do you know what? Actually, it weren't bad.
It's what you get, isn't it? You can't go somewhere like that and expect like four-star Michelin chef like made stuff, but it's
yeah, you
all right for the price.
You can't. But if there's something you don't like, just leave it and get something else. It reminded me a bit of, you know, when you go on an all-inclusive holiday.
Yes, it is like
a bit like that, and everyone's sort of penned in. It's not the easiest experience, but yeah, it was nice. It was lovely.
It's not as bad as what Tay Barnes used to be.
I've never been to Tay Barnes.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, I know, but you're just miserable about everything. You don't even like Rawson. Rawson's great.
Rawson's just cheap.
Cheap and cheerful.
You get
it's
what
not
you
even
pay
cheerful,
for.
Is it? It's just cheap. Yeah, you do get what you pay for. But no, I managed to catch the Wednesday match yesterday as well, and we've secured sixth place, which is good, isn't it? So we're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And possibly Wembley as well.
Well deserved as well.
Yeah, I thought Cardiff were poor yesterday.
Yeah.
Very poor. To say that, you know, they needed to win. They didn't really show up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a good result. And obviously Leicester are playing. Nobody's going to be listening. I think there's only your other half and Carl that are listening. Because Leicester are just about to kick off. They probably already have against Manchester United and can win the title today.
I don't know. There's lots of people that are apparently that's been tweeting us that are listening to hear the new No Art Hashes.
Yes, and I've just listened to it before. That's the only thing we managed to get working, unbelievably. And it's a really, really good song. So stay tuned. That's going to be the first one up. So that's Cool Cat, their new single. And of course, they're playing Karl Malone Presents on the 14th of May. It's not even 2 weeks. Almost 2 weeks.
With
13 days.
The debut of Factory Reasons.
Yeah.
The new John Joaquin vehicle.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know.
Vehicle.
Vehicle. It's the way it's written down.
Yeah. So you can get a preview of. Is it released yet, or have we got it early?
It's out now.
Oh, it's out
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay. Get it on iTunes and stuff like that. But not yet. Listen to us
listen
play
to it first
and then buy it.
Yeah.
Or because you will want to.
Or you can buy it, wait until we've played it, and then listen to it again.
That works.
Either way.
After the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do what you want. Just, you know, it's our rule for the next 54 minutes. We've got some music from Bad Synop coming up, as well as a bit of Millburn. And what was the last one?
Last one, we got Toddler T with Clubs and Spades.
Oh, yeah, we played him last week, didn't we?
Played a track he'd produced last week.
Have we not got Hearts and Diamonds?
No, just Clubs and Spades, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
It's a great tune, though. It's all about Sheffield. So it's
Talking of Sheffield,
relevant.
Of course, the World Championship final, snooker final, starts today. Have you been watching any of it?
No.
Well, I was watching. A lot of it's passed me by, I have to say, but I was watching Marco Fu and Mark Selby's semi-final yesterday.
Yeah.
Some of the worst snooker I've ever seen.
Really?
From two world-class players. It was absolutely shocking. They actually recorded the longest frame in Crucible history. It took an hour and 16 minutes. But unfortunately, John Virgo was actually commentating on that match, and I think he was getting a bit annoyed because he actually dropped an F-bomb into his commentary.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. Not deliberately. He thought his microphone was off air, but it wasn't. I mean, how unprofessional. I mean, you'd never catch anything like that on the screen, would you?
Never.
He was saying, you know, I was hoping, I can't obviously air it, but he said, I was hoping to catch some of the racing. I might not even catch swear word match of the day at this rate. And it was captured.
Brilliant.
Captured, I know.
So it went out on air.
Pretty much.
Excellent.
Pretty much.
The BBC's under some fire at the minute, isn't it? With Chris Evans as well. He's been getting done for people swearing on his show.
Who was it this time?
Well, this
time it was Jeremy Irons, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Jeremy Irons was like earlier in the year. And then was it Prince William or Prince Harry, one or the other?
What, swore on the radio?
Yeah, went on Chris Evans' show last week to talk about the Invictus Games.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the video.
And
the trailer
it was a very mild swear, to be honest. It was just another word for bottom.
What, the A word?
Yeah.
I didn't even realise you couldn't say that on the radio.
I didn't, to be honest. I very nearly said it then, just thinking, well, that's all right. maybe BBC Radio 2 have different standards.
Well, I think because he's had that much stick, because Elton John dropped the F-bomb a few years ago,
yeah,
and Jeremy Irons dropped the F-bomb, so I think anything now when he's under scrutiny, and when as many people listen to his show as they do,
yeah,
somebody's going to complain, aren't they?
Oh, people that complain, don't get me started.
Well, you're one to complain, though.
Exactly. Don't get me started.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Anyway, enough of that. Let's not wait any longer. Let's play the new No Hot Ashes tune. It's called Cool Cat.
Yes.
And it's available now. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. She's coming up to 2:10.
Cause survive, but bloodsuckers coming for your mother. Just like Nosferatu. Fighting no responsibilities, I don't want to go home. Making up for lost opportunities, I don't want to go home. All aboard the hot shit, starship, take me home.
So that was Cool Cat.
All aboard the Hardship Starship.
Yeah, I know what the reference was now. When you put that on Twitter earlier. Yeah, yeah, very good. Very good. So that's available now.
It's an ace song. And yeah, Carl Maloney presents on the 14th of May. It's well worth a visit to go and, well, get a free beer off Carl, really.
Yeah, Carl is still giving the free beer away.
Yeah, you just have to go and mention the squeak to Carl Maloney at the Washington and he'll give you a free beer.
Yeah. Oh, good friend. He's still not took his coat off.
He's not. Just to mention as well, Carl's got a podcast out.
Oh, is it? Is he?
Yeah, all about the Sheffield music scene again. With his special guest Gareth Arnold, who's on there.
Oh, yeah, I saw him. He put a picture on of him doing the interview.
Yeah, wearing his jacket.
Wearing his jacket, yeah. When did we go out that time? It was a few Sundays ago, wasn't
yeah.
it? And he'd come out and he'd just bought this new jacket. And every time I see him, he's got this jacket on.
I think he sleeps in it.
I think it's skin. I don't think. I think it's just his body now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, big thing that's been in the news this week. We can't really get away from it because it's been all over. The Hillsborough Inquest.
Yeah.
It's finally been. Well, it's finished after sort of 2 years.
Yeah.
And they've come to the verdict that. The 96 were unlawfully killed. What do you reckon?
I think it's fair enough.
No, I mean, I don't mean about the verdict. I mean, you know, justice has been, you know, all the families can finally now.
Well, it depends what justice.
Have closure.
What people expect the justice to be, because this is just one step now. There's going to be more cases that come on from this. And because they said it's an unlawful killing, then there's likely to be a trial about the unlawful killing and somebody held to account.
Yeah. Well, the officer in charge on the day has admitted to lying in the Taylor inquiry, so that's going to open up a can of worms, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
you would say.
Yeah, indeed. But you know, these people have waited nearly 30 years for some kind of decent response to what happened.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, quite right. Quite right too. So yeah, that's good that that's all sorted and at least we've got a verdict now. Now moving on completely. Have you ever had pets?
I've had lots of pets, lots of different pets. Yeah.
Well, when I was little, we had cats and dogs, right? And I saw something in the news which staggered me, to be honest, because they reckon dogs have got like a homing instinct.
Yeah.
And they can find the way back or whatever. There was a sheepdog. That was given away by a farmer and it escaped and got over the fence and travelled 240 miles
wow.
back to its former owner.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That is amazing. Like, dogs and cats have amazing, like, homing instincts.
Yeah. At 240 miles, that's the breadth of the country, isn't it, pretty much?
I think we said it on the squeaker when we first started about the cat in France that travelled from the south of France to the north of France.
Well, you couldn't remember if it was Spain or France, if memory serves.
Well, I still can't, but I plumped for France on this occasion.
Whichever country it was, it went from the south to the north, or the north to the south, and found its way back.
Hundreds of miles. Yeah. I'd have gotten away with that then if it wasn't for you.
Hey, look, these are avid listeners. You can't fool the people in Moldova. They remember these things.
Exactly.
Oh, we forgot. When I say we, you forgot to tell me where we're getting these listens. Are we going to learn the greetings in that language?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll try that for next week.
Maybe they don't listen to the speaking bit. They just listen to the music.
Maybe so.
Hmm.
Maybe. Well, they'll have just enjoyed Noah Ashes then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they won't be listening to this bit.
I was going to say something to them about it then, but there's no point if they're not listening.
Well, we don't know. Maybe they never tweet us, though, do they?
No.
We got loads of listens from Europe, but nobody tweets us. Just Carl, which is nice, but...
Yeah, well, he needs the friendship, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's why he gives free beer away.
Yeah, exactly. He's buying his friends.
Yeah, bless. Don't be nasty to Carlton. He's all right.
He can take my jokes. He has done for years.
Yeah. Well, you experienced a bit of calm, really, because you were giving me some stick and you ended up missing the tram.
Yeah, I was so busy taking the mickey out of you on the phone that I missed the tram. No, I should say that they're still listening and our voices are beautiful.
They are. I'm glad you can hear them because we can't.
Yeah.
I've managed to press something and we've got something happening, but I still can't hear anything else.
Yeah,
it's like you have to sacrifice one for the other.
Yeah, well, this studio is just weird. I keep...
It's not weird, it's broken.
Well, that as well.
10 years ago, it was great. It was state of the art. Yeah. That's why people do podcasts now, because you don't need any of this, do you? Just record it and then bang, see you later.
That's it.
Yeah.
So Carl Maloney and his podcast. I've just come back on in my ear.
That
how
sounded
weird
rude.
Is that? Oh dear.
Oh god.
So about your dog. Your dog travelled 200 miles.
I've got the specifics right. So it travelled from a farm in Ceredigion.
You've been practicing these pronunciations, haven't you?
Clearly not. back to its home in Cumbria. So that is quite... Oh, it's 240 miles, like I said. But, they've got absolutely no idea how it's managed to find its way back.
Yeah.
And they were saying, you know, he was fine. He's obviously eaten. So they're asking if anybody's seen the dog along the way and giving it any food or maybe giving it a lift.
It's a sheepdog, got plenty of lamb.
Well, they don't eat the lambs, do they? They sort of guide them.
Depends how hungry they are, mate.
Yeah, I suppose. So yeah, that's just one I saw and thought amazing.
I saw a study as well about dogs this week, which I haven't got a link to, so I can't give you the specifics. But
excellent radio.
But dogs apparently don't like being hugged.
Oh yeah, I saw that as well. I saw that.
And I think it's some university. I obviously don't know which one off the top of my head.
Some part of the country.
Yeah, the University of somewhere has done a study and taken lots of pictures of dogs being hugged and looked at their expressions and the mannerisms in the pictures and decided that actually dogs don't like being hugged.
All right, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is.
I thought they'd actually got some, you know, actual reasoning behind it.
That's it.
Maybe some behaviour or something.
But what about cats?
Cats just do what they want, don't they?
Pretty much. There's one cat in Patchway near Bristol that apparently does what it wants, because the Royal Mail have sent a letter to the couple that owned the cat. The couple that own the cat, the Royal Mail have sent a letter to, asking them to restrain their cat whenever the postman's delivering, because apparently this cat attacks the postman every time he puts a letter through the box. Jumps up and grabs a letter and pulls his hand through and starts scratching him.
All right. Well, I've managed to... does that resemble, for the benefit of the radio, does that resemble a cat scratch on my forearm?
It's... Not really.
Oh, well, that's because it's not. Couldn't think of another segue. No, I was doing the pots this morning, right? I've washed a fork, put it in the drainer, gone to put something else in, and ragged my arm down the fork and cut all my arm open.
Well, you probably deserved it at the time.
Why? I was doing a good deed. I was doing the housework.
Well, I don't know. You were breathing? I'm in one of my nasty moods today, aren't I?
I know, yeah. What did you say my jacket looks like? Oh, let me read the... oh, yeah, because I was... Me, Carlton and James are in sort of a group. And I'd said, have you took your jacket off yet, Carl? And James said, is this Luke 1980s baseball jacket Michael J. Fox Teen Wolf style Crofts taking the Michael out of someone's jacket? And I've not seen Teen Wolf.
Well, I sent you a photograph of the cover of Teen Wolf.
It's uncanny. It's the same jacket.
Yeah. And you look just like Michael J. Fox. Or not.
Oh, yeah, not really. He's a lot smaller than me.
Yeah.
And don't look alike anyway.
No. I was going to say something really offensive then and stop myself, so... Let's move on.
No idea what you were going to say, but I'm glad. Anyway, maybe we should have another song. What do you reckon?
A bit of Bad to Not.
Yeah, this one is called Plastic. These are a acoustic two-piece from Sheffield.
Yeah.
I actually used to work with Callum back in the day.
All right.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I did, yeah. I went to college with him. I went to college with him first, and then we worked together for a short time, yeah. Anyway, nobody cares.
Yeah. Bad to know.
Yeah,
Plastic.
This is Plastic. Too much makeup around your eyes. Why are you constantly surprised? Everything I say. Possible in September, October, or even November. Why do you all dress the same like one collective brain with no brain like lashes bleached? And high heels, is that part of you that's remotely
friend. Can you get your key such a state. Corporation eyes to many blue paints. You cruel vindictive and psychotic too. All I wanted was a cigarette.
Bad to not there with Plastic.
Yeah, a new band from Sheffield. Well, two-piece from Sheffield, and they've got their first gig coming up at Corporation on the 16th of May.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Right.
So they're getting out on the road after... they've spent some time in the studio, that, from what we know, because we met them a while ago, didn't we?
Yes. Well, it was the Sunday that we had Mark from LP Record Store.
Yes.
Because we bumped into him in Ulster, didn't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bad to not.
Yeah. Sorry, I've just received a message and it's sort of made me lose track there.
Was that 'cause it has a swear in it?
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
This show's all about swearing in it.
Oh dear. Anyway.
Yeah.
I've seen something else which, you know, staggered me really. 'Cause I mean, a lot of people now walk down the street using their phones, don't they?
Like I did earlier on my way to
yeah, and missed the tram, exactly, the tram. Yeah. Case in point. What a city in Germany has done is, you know, you've got the green man, the red man on the Pelican Crossing.
Yeah.
This German city in Augsburg have actually put the lights on the floor.
Wow.
So people don't walk out into the middle of the road when they're looking at the phone.
Yeah, so you're looking at your phone and you're seeing your peripheral vision, the lights on the floor, I guess.
Pretty much, yeah. So you can still be looking at your phone and not walk to walking the road to your death or serious injury.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that's a bit mad? Because I do.
I think it's mad. It's encouraging people to do it, man. And you also still have to look in the road to see whether someone's coming.
Well, yeah, of course you do, because, you know, some people don't. You know, if you're in a world of your own, you might go through a red light or something by accident.
Yeah, and we all know that red light spells danger.
Yes, it does. Very good. That reminds you. At real work, we have a conference call every Monday at 10 o'clock, and I were particularly bored on Monday, so I rang round everyone half an hour before and I said, "Right, you've got to drop a song title into this morning's conference call." And not let Phil, the boss, let on it, should I say. And I must have dropped about 8 in, and Phil had not got any of them. I dropped some right ones in. I managed to get Dancing in the Dark in there. Right. Everyone's a winner. Things can only get better. I'm still standing. What else did I drop in? Long and Winding Road. And the last one, which gave it... Because I thought, I'm going to have to give it away. So we went round any other business at the end, and he said... anything from you, Luke? I went, no, it's just another Manic Monday. And then everybody burst out laughing and he finally got it. We've been on the conference call 20 minutes and he didn't get it.
But conference calls are boring anyway, aren't they? So it's good to do something like that to get the fun of it.
In fairness, you can do everything via email, but for some reason we have to have a conference call.
Yeah.
You can just go, this is the focus this week. Anything else from you? Okay.
Yeah.
But no, we have to have an half an hour conference call. So I just think, right, well, let's just be daft. I mean, on a Monday morning as well. It just cheers everyone up.
Yeah. Well, tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Yeah, I tried to get that one in, but the moment had gone.
Do you know what that song's about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit dark, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we love a good death, don't we?
Apparently so.
What we talk about.
Well, last week was all about death, and now we're just...
It'll happen
going
again.
Back to
it'll
it.
Happen again. We're in May now.
Yeah, it's a new month, so yeah. Some new deaths coming up.
Definitely. It's nailed on, isn't it? Bruce Forsyth's not very well.
Yeah, old Brucey. Who else isn't? I was with some people this week who, apparently Lionel Richie's coming to the arena soon.
Is he?
To Sheffield Arena, yeah. I think it's June or July. And I was in the office with some people. And they said, I've got tickets for that Lionel show because I reckon it might be the last chance to see him with the way everything's going. become such...
Excellent logic.
Such a world of cynics just because celebrities are dying by the dozen at the minute.
Well, I wonder what age you have to get to before you're sort of in the danger zone.
Was that another song reference?
It wasn't meant to be, actually. It wasn't meant to be, but yeah. Subconsciously.
I went to the danger zone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Oh, what have we become?
We've always been like this. We just never had a radio show before. So, yeah, I mean, he wasn't well enough to attend Ronnie Corbett's funeral. So,
oh, Brucey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not looking good for him, is it? If that's the case.
Well, he's 88, though, so he's had a good, you know, he's done all right, hasn't he?
What do you think of these people that do, you know, like the death pool bets?
I think it's very bad taste.
Yeah. Have you ever done it?
No.
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 No, I haven't either.
Can't find anyone that's doing one.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I'm joking, obviously, I'm joking. It's, well, I mean, come on. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is in very bad taste. There's a certain website that I've been on before where each year in January they start the thread of of who's going to die this year.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the first death wins.
Well, they have like a proper wager.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like just betting on football, they give you odds.
So in December, they start the thread in December, and you have to nominate, I think it's, you have to nominate an over 45, an under 45, and somebody from the actual forum where it's taking place that might die in the next year. All the bets stop at January the 1st, and you have to then wait to see who's getting it right.
But this is obviously, you know, research for this, you obviously don't partake.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Indeed. I actually haven't partaken, but yeah, it's an interesting thread and very bad taste.
Yeah, let us know what you think about the situation, because it's, you know, it can't be a good thing to be betting on things like that, surely.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a classic now to play, a bit of Millburn. It was their gig at O2 recently, wasn't it?
Well, they're tonight. They've done the last three nights, and tonight is the last night of their...
very recently,
four-night sell-out tour. Well, sell-out occasion at the O2 Academy.
They put on an extra night, didn't they?
Yeah.
So what's this one?
This one is Well, Well, Well. Classic. So, yeah, four sold-out gigs at the O2 Academy. Not a small feat in itself. And these guys are just legends, anyway. Top Sheffield music.
This is The Squeak, 93.2 FM.
A phone not to friend in the end. just what the cat dragged in. A cheater, a liar, a schemer, oh, where to begin? I don't want apologies, I guarantee you do it all again. You sold your soul and sold me off down the river. You had us all, yeah, and Oscars on the cards. And I bet you kinda liked it. You'll get your comeuppance and you'll be allowed forever and ever and ever and ever, oh. Well, 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 just what the cat dragged in. A phone number.
And that was Millburn. Absolute classic. So, have you got everything working now, Luke? You've been pressing buttons.
Finally managed to press a combination of buttons where I can hear everything at the same time. And I'm so happy.
Brilliant. Well, on that note as well, talking about completing things, Carl Maloney, who's listening whilst he's doing his garden. Wearing his jacket. He has completed his lawn mowing and sent us a picture of his lawn.
Yeah. Yeah, done.
It's turned so middle class, that Carl Maloney.
I ain't even got a garden, I've just got a yard.
Well, yeah.
Saying that, you haven't got a yard, you live in a flat, aren't you? Yeah. Or an apartment, whatever.
I have an estate.
Yeah.
There's a football pitch outside our house, it's great.
It's not actually a football pitch, is it?
Yeah, there's a football pitch.
Is there?
There's an actual.
Is that round the back?
No, the front, as you go up the driveway. There's a football pitch on the left and a park on the right.
All right, okay.
Great.
Wowza.
So,
try and work out where James lives.
Yeah. Come stalk me.
Yeah, come on, Moldova.
I need the attention. So, what did you have for breakfast this morning, Luke?
Oh, do you know what I had for breakfast, actually? It was really nice.
Go on.
I had a bowl of blueberry wheats. It's like shredded wheat, but right. there's like a blueberry type... like a paste type thing. Really, really nice, right. Actually.
You didn't have some tinned herring by any chance then?
No. Well, I don't think I've ever eaten tinned herring in my life.
No, I haven't either.
Oh, but, great.
But if you bought a tin of tinned herring, right, yeah. What would you expect to be in it?
Is this a red herring? fish.
Exactly. Well, Lidl, everyone's favourite supermarket, has started a recall on its own brand tinned herring.
Wowza. Tell me more, James.
Well,
Has it not got fish in it, I'm guessing?
No, it's because the packaging doesn't say that it contains fish.
Oh, God. Right.
So basically, they're selling herring in various sources these tins. Yeah.
It's allergy information. It's got to be on, even though it's ridiculous because it's obviously fish. It's got to stipulate on the back contains fish.
It's absolutely bizarre.
I know. I did a fairly in-depth food safety course on at Sainsbury's, and they went through all the list of allergens.
Yeah.
They've got to put it on. It's stupid. that's a Lidl problem they've had.
It is. And there was Aldi a few weeks ago that recalled bags of nuts because they didn't say that they contain nuts.
It's a bit of a school by error there, because, you know.
Do you know what, right? If somebody who's allergic to nuts buys a bag of nuts because it doesn't say contains nuts on it, then they deserve to die from the allergy. In my opinion. Not that of Sheffield Live or anybody
Sheffield
else.
Life or indeed me. Yeah.
It's Darwinism in action if that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose. Yeah.
Well, do they think that they make nut-free nuts? Or fish-free herring?
Surely not. But it's just one of them stupid health and safety things, isn't it?
This world. You people.
What's the matter, Alan? Just people.
Just going outside, murdering, destroying my cereals. I can't even get the lines right.
Well, I was watching the news the other day, and I don't normally do that because it's all depressing, but I'd got Luke North on after whatever I'd been watching, and other local news stations are available, I should say. And I saw Nigel Farage at bottom of my road.
Yep.
Walking through Hillsborough. But it's the local elections next week, isn't it?
That's it. Apparently there's a new UKIP office in Hillsborough.
Oh, is there? And I don't even know.
And so he paid a visit. He had a pint in the Hillsborough tap.
Oh, God. Of all the places to have a pint, he chose that one.
Yeah. It'd probably fit in down there, to be honest.
Saying that, there's not many... Hillsborough's not what it used to be, is it, to be fair?
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Nice carpet in the Hillsborough tap, though.
Well, it's about 3 inches thick, isn't it?
That's why it lasts for a long time.
Yeah, basically, people...
It'll start smelling when
people
beer gets
spilled
on it.
Spill beer on it, and it'll just be stale and smelly.
Yeah, yeah.
But Nigel Farage could have come for the ale, because Sheffield has been in a study called the Real Ale Capital of the World.
Yeah, well, we were talking about... there was a study... Sheffield's got the cheapest pint or something of ale,
yeah,
and the biggest selection. So that's not a surprise at all. A lot of the boozers down Hillsborough have sort of taken on the ale. I mean, the Queen's Ground.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about all the pubs in Hillsborough. You know what I mean? don't know why, but a lot of the pubs in Hillsborough now have...
It's because you live in them, Luke. That's why.
Maybe.
But yeah, the Sheffield City region has 57 breweries, 31 of which have opened in the last 5 years.
Mm. It's the trend, isn't it? Craft is in massive growth.
That's it. So the city actually has one brewery for every 24,000 people, which is nearly five times as many as London.
Right. That is interesting. That is interesting, actually.
Yeah.
If you're into the drinks.
On a typical day... Around 400 beers are available in Sheffield's pubs.
Wowza!
That's quite a statistic, that, isn't it?
One of the guys we bump into in Rawson, the Wetherspoons in Hillsborough, he's a cantankerous old sod, and he was drinking this special cider all of last week. So they've ordered him some more, and he says, "I'm not going to drink it now."
Gone off it now?
No, he's not gone off it. He's just not drinking it. Purely because they've ordered it. He's just been cantankerous.
Brilliant. I like his.
You're going to turn into him.
I am. that's genius. I love that.
So this week he's drinking Farmer Stout. I said, "Oh, have you gone off that side?" No, I'm not drinking it now because they've ordered me some more.
that's putting it to the man, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, that's what he's like, though. Yeah, but I had to laugh.
So yeah, we were talking about Nigel Farage.
Yeah, we can't go into it in too much detail though, because we can't be aligned.
No, of course not.
Just thought I'd mention.
So let's talk about other politicians then and balance it up.
Okay.
Who's your favourite politician? just to show that you're not aligned to anybody, I ask you who's your favourite.
Well, I haven't got one because they're all liars, aren't they?
That's. Could be argued.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
They do.
I once met David Blunkett.
I met David Blunkett.
Yeah.
He gave me a certificate at Hillsborough College. Well, he gave everyone one. It weren't just me. He was there at the awards night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I was at Sheffield Wednesday, after one of the games, we had a meeting and David Blunkett was invited.
All right.
So I went down to reception to go and collect him.
Yeah.
And obviously, for any listeners that don't know, he's blind.
Yeah.
So I went to guide him, and he put his arm in around mine. And
yeah, that's the thing. You should never grab hold of a blind person. You should let them get hold of you.
He grabbed my arm, and so I walked him to the lift.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, just as I got into the lift, the lift doors closed and crushed him in the middle of the lift. So yeah.
So you, was he the Home Secretary at the time as well?
No, it was after he was a Home Secretary.
So he could have had you, he could have had you shot. He could have got the SAS onto the case.
The worst thing is though that the whole of the reception in Hillsborough was full, and everybody saw this and started laughing, which then made me start laughing.
Oh no!
And you know when you're trying to hold it in.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. It's impossible.
It was the longest two-floor lift ride I've ever had in my life. And I knew, even though that I wasn't outwardly kind of making any noise, I was just going all red-faced. I knew that he knew that I was just laughing at him.
Yeah, he will have done. He will have done.
But then to top it off...
It could have been worse. You could have got in the lift and the door shut and left him down there with nobody to guide him. Yeah. That would have topped it.
To top it off, after the meeting, I got the job of taking him back out again. And so... I went to the end of the board table where he was. Again, he grabbed hold of my arm, but he went on the wrong side of me. And
you walked him into a wall?
I walked him into the door as I was walking out.
Oh.
I'm basically not cut out for walking blind people.
I can't believe you didn't learn from the first instance.
It was on the same day as well. I think he thought I'd just got something against him.
Yeah.
A bit like that cow in that field that time.
Huh?
Do you not know the story of David Blunkett was out in the Peak District having for a walk?
No, I don't. Where is this going?
With his dog, and he was walking through a field, and somehow, I don't know exactly how, a cow fell on him. And
what, like Alan Partridge?
Pretty much, and broke his ribs or something.
Oh no, that's really bad.
Google it. It's a story that's not very funny, but very funny.
If you're listening, David, I mean, I must apologise.
Yeah, nice guy though. From everything he said, what the discussions we had, nice guy. I'm just terrible at walking him into doors and.
No, you're very good at walking him into doors. You're bad at. You know, walking him unscathed.
Yeah.
Last song of the day.
It's Toddler T.
Toddler T.
With Clubs and Spades.
In it.
And this is for the Speak Britannia documentary. Great tune.
Yo, let me break it down for you. I say it how it sounds. The way I play around with nouns, me near me around the town. I keep my vocal sounding local like there's no one else about. Thinking that Yorkshire sound global, ain't nobody telling him now. Ain't nobody selling it out. I keep it country, there's no doubt. Everything that comes out my mouth sounds common as muck, man, and I'm shouting. UK, the only unique thing we have is how we speak. You're rapping, but not with your local slang. To me, your week is kind of deep. Clubs and spades, a bit of tongue and cheek. This is all I know. So we're repping for the BBC. Flows cold, you can skip your long johns, it's peak, it's shin. Me, I'm like a tom-tom, punch street, I'm sound like where I'm from. You sound like where you're trying to be, I got this northern sound locked down to the Yorkshire tea. I'm repping where I'm from, just like it's supposed to be. If you don't sound original, then you can't talk to me.
Transition, still see transition.
There's an F on the end. Let me tell you the trend. The thing you bring better be penned. So let me begin to translate and tell them you said. You might tell them yourself, but that's what we said. On the end, you might just know it is your area, but I bet it'd be scarier where we are. Oh yeah, you better be warier, we're warier. Not just as warier and therier or warier. Yeah, here I am, I'm daring you with. Let me get back to where we were. On the ends, we might call a person harder. That tends to be the one who always falls the party. This next word reps the whole of the UK. We change the meaning. There's a few ways for you to use it. Is it greeting like hello, hi? Or for your feelings like everything's swell, I'm alright. Make sure you hear it right, cause I'm just telling my side. If you don't rap the way you talk, well then you're telling a lie.
Transition, still see transition.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
The song wasn't Craig David. That was just that little dry sting there.
Well, he's a huge fan of the show, is Craig David.
Well, isn't everyone?
Absolutely, yeah.
But that was Toddler Tea with Clubs and Spades, and that was originally made a couple of years ago for BBC Radio 1 Extra, who did a Speak Britannia documentary, which is about music and dialects in music across the country. And so Clubs and Spades did their little contribution about how they rap in the Sheffield dialect.
I see.
Yeah, hence the Steel City translation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't pull it off like Matic Mouth and Shinobi, so...
No. But yeah, if you are in a band or a musician, or you know anybody that is and they want to get the music out there, please get in touch with us on Twitter. We're at TheSqueak, facebook.com/TheSqueak.
And it's spelt wrong, remember?
Yeah, sorry, yeah, it's spelt wrong because we make it difficult for ourselves.
Yeah, it's T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K.
Do you think we should change the name?
No. It's edgy and cool.
Yeah.
Unlike us.
Yeah. I didn't come up with it. It was all James. Well, you'd done the artwork and then couldn't be bothered to make any more, pretty much. Is that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, Ray Ray's tweeted us in and says she likes... she loves, in fact, Toddler T. Loves.
She loves Clubs and Spades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they are Ace, proper Sheffield lads. And
Ace. Is that another...
Yeah.
Playing card reference.
The Ace of Clubs and the Ace of Spades.
They are the kings of their repertoire.
Yes. I'm all right, Jack. Karl Maloney's tweeted in talking about my David Blunkett situation. Not only has, in fact, Ray tweeted in and said that I'm not supposed to be good at walking blind people because I'm not a trained Labrador. Which is a fair point.
Yeah.
And Carl says, that reminds me of the time I had to walk Roy Orbison around the top pond of Parberthorn that time. Good times.
Did he drive all night to get there, Carl?
Oh, God.
I can't help it.
We cannot switch you off at all, can we?
No.
Oh, well. Yeah. Who would want to, anyway?
Quite a few people, actually. But it's not going to happen.
Do you speak any other languages, Luke?
I learnt German at GCSE level, but I've forgotten a lot of it, though. It was a long time ago, 10 years ago.
What haven't you forgotten? That's put you on the spot.
What haven't I forgotten? Odd sentences. I can't construct a conversation.
Okay. Do a sentence, then.
What do you want me to say?
A sentence in German.
I don't know the word for sentence.
Yeah. Well, you could learn to speak Klingon.
Oh, yeah, I know, but why would you want to? You just end up speaking to a load of nerds at, like, Star Trek. No
fair,
thanks.
A very fair point. Yeah. But it's actually going to court in America now that a group
to be recognised.
Yeah, a group called the Language Creation Society wanting the US...
Not the LCS.
Court. Yes, that trouble causes. That they want the US District Court to rule that Klingon is a spoken language and therefore beyond the reach of US copyright laws. And this comes on the back of Paramount, who has the rights to all the Star Trek stuff, trying to sue people who are making a Star Trek type film using Klingon.
To be fair, if... I was going to say... Well... If the television company has created that language as part of an ongoing universe that they've created, then it's their intellectual property, is it not?
Well, what the LCS trouble causers have said is that the society recognises that prior to 1984, actors playing Klingons on Star Trek either improvised the language by uttering guttural sounds or spoke in Federation Standard English. Paramount then commissioned a linguistics professor to create some of the language to make it more consistent, and since then, Klingon has taken on a life of its own with thousands of people studying it, building on it, and using it to communicate among themselves. So their argument is that Klingon has become an actual living language.
Gripping.
Yeah.
Bit weird though, that, isn't it?
So can you say anything in Klingon then?
No. My mum used to watch Star Trek, but never felt the urge to learn Klingon.
No.
Do you?
No.
No.
I'm not a big Star Trek fan, to be honest.
What? I didn't mind it. Well, I was sort of forced to watch it, so I just got into it. It's all right. I'm not like a Trekkie.
Every odd numbered one's terrible, isn't it? That's a rule. Every odd numbered Star Trek film is terrible.
Oh, I've not heard that. Oh, the films. Yeah. What was the one with Whoopi Goldberg in it and William Shatner? Generations.
That the film was Generations. Whoopi Goldberg was in the new whatever it was.
Was she in a few of them?
She was in the TV series that.
Well, this particular film, Jean-Luc Picard had gone back in time for some reason or whatever.
Yeah.
And William Shatner was in it. And William Shatner's first line was, "It's a beautiful day." And he overacted it so much. It's just pure Shatner. It's just
as he
ridiculous.
Does with everything.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard him sing?
Yes.
His album is legendary.
My mate Tom, who I went to college with, brought me his album, Has Been.
Yeah, that's
it. And it was a full album of Shatner. Never listened to it.
It was covers, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, he did Rocket Man, and he did a cover of Common People.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the comedy club, the Last Laugh Comedy Club in the Memorial Hall,
yeah,
they play that before every...
Common People?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Shatner doing it, yeah.
Oh, I've been. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, before all the acts come on, it's kind of last song they play before the the night starts.
Yeah, utterly ridiculous.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst
for knowledge. That's when I got her eye.
You're quite good at that.
Yeah, I've listened to that one. I haven't listened to the whole album, though. It'd take you all day. You can find it on YouTube. He does a version of Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And he actually pauses to take a drag of his cigarette.
Brilliant.
It's like 8 minutes long or something. This rendition he does of Rocket Man. It's terrible.
There's a video on YouTube again of he went in to do some voiceover work for somebody, and he did the lines, delivered the lines, and the producer said, "Oh, great, can you do it this way now? Try it this way." And he went, "I'm William Shatner. I know what I'm doing."
Yeah.
And the producer, him and the producer, just had an argument over how we should deliver the lines.
Yeah, well, he's notoriously difficult to direct, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just does it his own way.
I just remember as T.J. Hooker.
What's that?
You'll not remember that. That's an 80s cop show with William Shatner in the lead role.
What was it called?
T.J. Hooker.
Oh, that's what it was called. Yeah. No, I've never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Great.
Yeah. I turned the television on while I were eating my blueberry wheats this morning to Funhouse. And
it's
I thought,
a whole lot of fun. Prizes to be won.
I lost count of how many times he played that. It was going through me. Like nails down a blackboard. Yeah. Pat Sharp looked like something out of the 80s, I suppose. He looked ridiculous. He looked like he got a wig on and a horrible sort of purple and green shirt. Chet shirt.
Yeah, but the twins were on, weren't they?
Yeah.
They make up for anything that Pat Sharp ever did.
Mm. It was terrible. It was awful. But I thought, I'll try and watch it, because you'd mentioned it all them weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
I can't believe you remembered that from all those weeks ago.
Yeah, some like really unimportant things I remember. Some actually important things, I haven't got a clue.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you could go back, go onto Acast or iTunes and go through the old episodes. I actually think that we titled the show
Funhouse. Yeah, I think we did. I did. Yeah. And the podcast will be for this show. If you've just tuned in, where have you been? It will be available.
They're tuning in for DJ Ski, who's coming in a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if you want to catch back up with us, we'll be on sort of midweek, Tuesday-ish, Wednesday-ish, something like that.
Around that. Well, hopefully tomorrow.
Hopefully tomorrow. It's not, yeah.
It all depends on how the system works. But, yeah, I shall get it up as soon as possible.
So, yeah, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday.
That wasn't
a euphemism. Oh, you're so rude. But, yeah, DJ Ski is up at 3 with Platinum Plates. We were trying to find out where blackjacks came from, weren't we? And as ever, we've forgotten.
I actually did look it up, and I've forgotten. It was something completely kind of uninspiring, so I forgot all about it.
Didn't bother putting it in. Oh, fair enough then. Should have really discussed it off air.
Yeah. Well, we've got 10 seconds, so maybe I can come up with it very quickly. Probably not, because I've just Googled it and it's not come up.
Excellent.
That's how to fill 10 seconds. But yeah, DJ Ski is coming up.
Yeah. Have an excellent week, guys. We'll be back on Sunday. Enjoy the bank holiday.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.